Up a Road Slowly by Irene Hunt. Narrated by Jaislyn Blanchard. Chapter 1. Three children stood outside our gate in the bright October sunlight, silent and still as figurines in a gift shop window, watching each step I took as I came slowly down the flagstone walk across the lawn. I was still weak from the same sickness that had stricken my mother. It had been many days since I had played with any of the neighborhood children. There was a strong breeze that afternoon, and I remembered how a brown oak leaf floated down and rested upon the red hair of the only boy in the group. It was funny. That shining leaf looked like a girl's hair bow on a boy's head. For a few seconds, I almost forgot the feeling of bewilderment and desolation within me, and I wanted to laugh at the silly look of a boy with a huge flat hair bow on his red head. I didn't, though. I remembered quickly that it was not a day for laughter. We stared at one another in the blank manner of young children confronted by uncertainty. As late as the hot, dry days of August, we had played with one another. But now they saw me touched with a sorrow unknown to them, and I was suddenly a stranger. Their solemn faces reflected the warnings of their mothers. "You must be very kind to Julie. Very kind." The smallest of the three finally spoke. She was a child of 5 or so. She had a high, piping voice, and there was a look of determination about her, as if she had suddenly decided to get to the bottom of a piece of mysterious gossip. "You're not going to live here anymore, are you?" It was actually more nearly a statement than a question. "We hear that you're going to live with your aunt in the country." That is when I began to scream. I knew that there